Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. This life study is the basis of our program today, which includes short portions of the spoken messages given by Witness Lee. Now, let's join today's life study.
You've joined us for the life study of Genesis with Witness Lee. Ron Kangas is here once again to help us with our life study. And Ron, welcome back.
It's nice to be back.
Ron, I thought today that our listeners might enjoy some of the comments that we've been receiving over these last days. We've played several of them during recent programs, but today I just want to read a short portion during each of our breaks. Let's begin with this caller from Brandon, Mississippi. And she says, I've been listening since August to WRJH. I'm nearly 60 years old now, and I became a believer when I was about 10. I've been thinking about all of the ways that I've tried to know the Bible better, and I've pursued many ways of studying the Bible. But Living Stream Ministry and Witness Lee have been the most illuminating teachings of my experience. The life study of Genesis is just showing me God's plan for man to become a mature expression of God. And not only do I faithfully listen to the broadcast, but I've also begun a library of Living Stream books so that I could get more water of life freely flowing through my Bible study at home. I just want to praise the Lord for your broadcasting ministry, and all my prayers are with you. Well, Ron, it's the ministry that brings forth these kinds of calls. So let's go to our life study right now from Genesis 49. Here's Witness Lee.
As this book is the book of all the seeds of the truths contained in the Bible, the conclusion of this chapter must correspond with the conclusion of the whole Bible. At the end of the whole Bible, we all can see in the last 2 chapters of Revelation, there are 2 main things. The universal blessing and the eternal dwelling of God with men. The blessing is universal and the dwelling is eternal. In order to help us to realize in a full way, I like to try to review Genesis 49. The first 4 sons of Jacob were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. According to the Old Testament record, these first 4 sons are so evil. The first one and the fourth one, Reuben and Judah, were full of lust. The second and the third one, Simeon and Levi, they were filled with anger. But, praise the Lord, His grace has saved all of them. Not only so, Levi was transformed to be the priest, and Judah was transformed to be the kings. So you see, the sinners, after being saved, some priests and even some kings came out. And this kingship accomplished a kingly salvation. And this salvation was carried out even to the Gentile world by Zebulun. Then Issachar came in as a rest in the gospel accomplished by Judah and preached by Zebulun. There was a kind of rest. Another one came, Dan came in. Dan became a kind of apostasy. But thank God, after him, Gad came in to restore the situation. So with Dan, it was apostasy, and with Gad, it was recovery. And this recovery issued in sufficiency, in the riches of Christ, which is very much symbolized by Asher. And then you have Naphtali signifying the riches in resurrection. Altogether 10. Now we come to the last two, Joseph and Benjamin. Joseph was a type of Christ issuing in God's unlimited, boundless blessing, universal blessing. And Benjamin, as a type of Christ, brought in God's dwelling place. In the whole Bible, what is ultimately consummated is exactly these two things, the universal blessing and the eternal dwelling. According to the Bible, we also have the sinners. And among some of the sinners, many got saved. And some were transformed into priests and into kings. And then the kingship has accomplished a kind of kingly redemption. And this has been preached at the kingdom gospel. And then the saved ones rested in this. And then you have the apostasy. And then you have the restoration. Then you have issue of the riches in the resurrection life. You have all the things. I tell you, all the Bible covers is represented here in chapter 49. Eventually, hallelujah. Christ brought in universal blessing and eternal dwelling. This is a general sketch.
Ron, a recurring theme in our life study is that the Bible conveys only one unique revelation. This is really a hallmark of this ministry and the writings of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. I'd like to ask your comments about this profound and faith-producing aspect of the Holy Word.
God is one. God's purpose is one. God's salvation is one. And God's revelation is uniquely one. At the center of so many specific matters recorded in the Scriptures, there is the central line of the divine revelation running from Genesis, where it's presented in seed form, until Revelation, where it's manifested as the harvest. To see this revelation in the Scriptures causes us, on the one hand, to be almost awestruck with the profoundness of God's thought and the depth of His plan and the richness of His provision. At the same time, seeing this vision begets faith in us that motivates us to join us to God in Christ for the carrying out of this revelation. We do not equate the ministry of any believer, the teaching of any believer, with the Bible itself. The revelation of the Scriptures is complete, the canon is finished. But we appreciate that ministry, which, as it points us to Christ, opens to us the revelation in the Word. And as a student of theology for a number of decades, I can bear personal witness to the fact that the ministry and writings of brothers Watchman Nee and Witness Lee are a faithful and thorough and accurate and trustworthy presentation of the unique, divine, central revelation in the Holy Scriptures. Listener, if this is what you want, if this is what you're seeking, I encourage you, stay tuned.
Well, Ron, I just cannot let that pass without a confirming comment from one of our respondents to Campaign 98. Dear brothers in the Lord, I am a prisoner incarcerated, serving a 30-year sentence in federal prison. I've been saved for 7 years, and over the years the Lord has blessed me to grow in grace through writings from such authors as Spurgeon, Calvin, Luther, and Augustine. Unfortunately, the teachings of today have failed to preserve the truth once given to the saints. However, during such a famine, the Lord is feeding his sheep through Living Stream Ministry, which has blessed the brothers here immensely. We have 8 brothers in my dorm who are being fed by Witness Lee's teachings here in Los Angeles on KFSG every night at 10:30. We take notes and are elevated in our spiritual understanding after each program. The next day, when we gather together, we marvel considering the riches uncovered to us by Witness Lee, and we praise God for feeding us the true bread of life. Thank you for your work, your ministry, and for feeding the sheep. Ron, let's return now to our life study. Here's Witness Lee.
Joseph brought in the universal blessing. The universal blessing has a very peculiar and strange characteristic. That is the word new, N-E-W. New heaven and new earth. God's blessing only goes with the new things. We all expect to receive some blessing from God. A blessing from God to our health, to our family, to our home, to everything. But we all have to realize God's blessing could only go along with three new things. According to the Bible, anything that is kept away from God becomes old. Anything that comes back to God, it becomes new. Whether this thing is new or old, it all depends upon its relationship with God. In the whole universe, only God is new. You could not find any hint in the Bible that our God needs to be renewed. We need to be renewed. The heaven and the earth need to be renewed. Everything needs to be renewed. But we were not told that God needs to be renewed, because our God is ever fresh. Ever fresh, ever new. He is the most ancient one, yet he is the most new one. Our interpretation of the term being old is different from God's interpretation. We count on the age. But God doesn't count this way. Something divine of God getting into you. This makes you renewed. Why the heaven and the earth became old? Because, to some extent, the heaven and the earth were kept away from God, so they all became old. But praise Him. In Christ, we have come back. We come back to God, so we are renewed.
Ron, in Joseph, we see the eternal blessing. Would you explain a little more for us this matter that the blessing is upon that which is new and never upon something old?
Everything in this created universe is old. Due to the rebellion of Satan and the fall of man, the creation is separated from God or moved away from God. The Lord wants to bless us very much. But since His blessing is not on what is old, but on what is new, and since what is new is what is of God, we need to come back to God and open to God to allow Him to be a part of everything, so that first we may become new with the newness of God, and then fulfill a crucial requirement to be blessed by Him. Joseph was always under God's blessing. Wherever he was, betrayed by his brothers, falsely accused, cast into prison, he was always blessed. Blessing was not determined by his outward environment. Blessing was determined by Joseph's relationship with the living God. Joseph was in a realm, a situation of newness, and therefore was blessed by him. Blessing upon blessing came upon him, until virtually it was a universal blessing. And through him, when he was reigning in Egypt, God could bless the inhabited earth. How we need His blessing, but if we want it, we need to return to Him with everything and be open to Him unconditionally, to be new and then to be blessed.
Ron, the blessing is upon that which is new. Many of our callers mentioned both the blessing and the renewing or reviving that they receive from this ministry. Here was one such call. Hello, I listen to Life Study on KTEK in Houston. I catch it at 9:30 and I don't miss it. I've been listening since about September, and I have to say that God has truly used this program to shape me and to redirect me and to revive me. I love listening to it. I take notes, but I can't write fast enough. I've even gone to the Bible bookstore looking for Witness Lee or the studies by Watchman Nee, and I have just started to read, and I love everything that I have heard and read so far. Well, this caller mentioned that there's a tremendous hunger sweeping through the body of Christ for these nourishing, rich portions from God's Word. And this is why we're so grateful to the Lord for giving us this kind of opportunity to introduce this ministry through the radio, or in many cases, to reintroduce it. Many of you have commented that you read Watchman Nee in the 60s or 70s, but then just couldn't find his books any longer. Well, we just worship the Lord for this kind of revival, a revival of rich feasting on God's Word. Truly, Joseph's storehouses are full, and the doors have been flung open. Let's return to Witness Lee for the conclusion of today's life study.
According to the New Testament, based upon the very concept of the Old Testament, God's people are His dwelling place. God is dwelling in us. God is our best neighbor. You enjoy Him as your good neighbor. You could never be alone. Always one is present with you. It's wonderful. Revelation 22 tells us we enjoy His throne. And we enjoy His face every day. When we have Him indwelling in us, we enjoy Him as our neighbor. We enjoy His throne. We enjoy His face. And also, out of this throne, we have the life supply. The river of the water of life flows. And the tree of life grows in this river. As long as you have God dwelling in you, you have all the life supply. These are the different aspects of God dwelling within us. We don't need to wait till we get into the New Jerusalem. Even today, we can experience all these things. The New Jerusalem will be God's dwelling place, composed with all the redeemed, on the one hand. On the other hand, in that tabernacle, there's no temple, because God Himself was the temple. In the temple was not only the dwelling place of God, but also the place of the priest. We will be God's redeemed people, dwelling in God forever. We will be His dwelling, and He will be our dwelling. This is a kind of mutual dwelling. He dwells in us, and we dwell in Him. And He becomes our enjoyment, and we become His enjoyment. Amen. Benjamin eventually is the place where God's dwelling place is. So Benjamin enjoyed God's presence, and God enjoyed Benjamin as His dwelling place. God is a blessing to us, and we are a dwelling place to God. This is the ultimate consummation of Jacob's prophetic blessings to all his 12 sons.
Ron, I'd like to ask you about an experiential question. The Scripture promises that we can have and enjoy the Lord in our midst. How does that differ from us being His dwelling place? This is a lot for us to comprehend, that we could be God's place of residence.
Many scriptures speak of the Lord being in our midst, especially regarding the meetings and fellowship of the church. And we appreciate this aspect of the Lord's presence very much. But there's a big difference between the Lord being with us and the Lord being in us. Take a simple example. You're sitting down to have dinner. The food is with you. You're in the presence of the food. You have some enjoyment of it, smelling it perhaps, looking at it. But isn't there a great difference between the food being with you and the food being in you? Eventually, we don't live by the food that's with us. We live by the food that is in us. The Lord is with us, and the Lord will always be with us, and we treasure this. But the desire of God's heart is to dwell in us. In order for Him to dwell in us, He must be the Spirit. We must know that we have a Spirit and exercise our Spirit to receive Him and to be one Spirit with Him. This brings us into an intrinsic, organic relationship in which we and the Lord become one Spirit. Our Spirit becomes the place of His residence, and He Himself becomes our home. This is His desire. May His desire become our longing and our prayer.
Thank you, Ron. I want to conclude today by reading a very special letter from our listener. I wanted to write you a personal letter of gratitude, expressing my sincere and heartfelt thanks for the ministry that you provide to fellow believers in Christ. Watchman Nee has always been one of my two favorite authors, the other being Charles Finney. Watchman Nee's books have always inspired me and have been a great source of spiritual nourishment to my spirit. Several months ago, I heard a man on the radio, station KFIT in Austin, who was expounding the scriptures in such a dynamic and mighty way that my spirit was moved tremendously. I discerned that the man was Chinese, and I immediately thought that someone had gotten hold of some of Watchman Nee's tapes and was broadcasting them via the radio. I later discovered that the man preaching and teaching was Witness Lee, a co-laborer with and a disciple of Watchman Nee. I must admit that the life study of Genesis teaching is what my spirit has been longing for. I've been in the ministry for over 12 years, but my previous knowledge and understanding of the Holy Spirit's revelation regarding the knowledge of the life of Christ and the Spirit of God contained in Scripture is negligible to what I've been receiving via the radio broadcast ministry. It's tremendous. My life and ministry has been transformed by these unfolding revelations transmitted through these vessels. I praise God for all of you at Living Stream and the life and ministry of God's servants, Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Grace and peace be multiplied to you from God the Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I would like to thank this brother, and I would also like to thank all of you for your help. You have been listening to The Life Study of Genesis with Witness Lee. If you would like more information about this program, then please call 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Or write to Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. You can also send us email at radio@lsm.org. For a free download of this program, or to find more information, visit us online at lsm.org. If you've enjoyed what you've heard from this life study of Genesis, then we encourage you to freely distribute this program. It's available in MP3 format. Again, it can be downloaded from lsm.org free of charge.